Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on a Friday. Hope everybody's doing good. Yep. I think weekends probably feel a little bit different, right, man? Like it's
because it feels just like another day because you can't do nothing.
Right, you can't do nothing. The only thing that's going to be different is going to be no wake-up call tomorrow. That'll be a little bit different.
Right. You know what's crazy? You know, Robbie's my boy, but it feels good having Dan Day on because during the breaks we talk about home.
You just happy to talk about New Orleans?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he can't, like, me explain it to you what a fig tree is, like, you're not going to understand that.
Nope. Like, fig Newton.
Guess what? Here's another one. Dan, tell Tobin about neutral rats.
Oh, yeah, neutral rats. They're all over the place. Sewers, pipes. People eat them, too.
Yep.
Neutral rats.
They're like little cats.
Yeah, they're kind of like a
rats
furry.
The size of, it's the hood version of Chupacabra, except they exist.
It looks like a muskrat.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah. And they hang out in sewers all around the water. They're everywhere.
Ugh, that thing is horrible looking. Look at those teeth.
Yep, people eat those.
What?
Yep, it's food.
Yep.
What do you mean? What do you mean
they
eat
those? It's New Orleans. It's New Orleans, man.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
It's just a giant rat. Why would you eat that?
Oh, man, they have guys up in the hood that have their stands where they'll sell possum, coon, Nutri-Rat. Basically,
this
any animal
is
you want.
Okay, this is why we have the damn coronavirus. Because everybody's eating these weird animals and they just think it's okay. Same thing happened in China with them eating the damn bats and the pangolins. No more eating the neutral rats, all right? Because they could start the next coronavirus. You don't know.
People in New Orleans believe if it have a heartbeat, we can saute it over garlic and butter.
Yeah, you know where else they believe that? In China. And guess what? Look at us now. Now the pangolins are getting their revenge on us. Same with the bats. Giant. This thing looks basically like the giant flying fox, except without the wings. It's
yep.
horrifying looking.
I'm telling you, man, every
yep.
yard, like Leroy and I said, has a fig tree. Because figs just, they're the fruit of the earth. You eat everything fig. And then if you got Nutri-Rat, you got your whole meal right there. You got Nutri-Rat and figs.
Nutri-Rat looks like a reject beaver.
I'm telling you. And they're all frightening.
I'll mess with them.
Horrible. Horrible. We thank again to Robbie the Degenerate for joining us last hour. We miss him very
yep.
much. So not that Dan has been doing a fantastic job. He has, but it was good to hear from Robbie. Yesterday, the Dolphins introduced a bunch of their new players. They had them on Zoom, so we got to see them on green screen to kind of get a taste. I'm sure it's not the same feeling as having a whole press conference and whatnot, but it is still it was still a cool week for the Dolphin fan last week to see them really starting to gear up, because this is going to feel like a different year, Leroy, because it's like now the plan can actually go into place. You kind of had to swallow last year, do the best you can, and they really did the best they could have with the hand that they were dealt, mm-hmm. which was cool to see. Feels like they got a coach who knows what he's doing, not a jerk like the last one. Swole as hell because he's been doing his trap raises. His shoulders are damn big, and mm-hmm. and now he actually gets to like get people for his system, pay for them, draft them, all that stuff. That's what's going to be cool to see this year with the Dolphins.
Yeah, it is. It'll be interesting to see. You know, like we know he can lead men. But as the talent gets better, then you have to see, okay, what kind of coach is he going to be? What kind of scheme? What kind of plan? What kind of, you know, because, look, you bring players in with an idea of what you think they can do.
Yeah.
And sometimes they can't exactly do that. How do you tweak your system to get the most out of what they can do? And that's all, that's how you build a team. And so we've seen the first part of it. Can he lead men? All the guys seem to love him. You see he fights for his guys. That part, yeah. And guess what? That's better than the last two coaches you've had. Because that was questioned with the last two guys. Now we got to see. When you finally start getting some talent, when you finally start getting some guys who can perform on the field at the level that you can win games with consistently, how is he going to be able to, you know, in-game adjustments, game plans, things like that. And now we're going to find more of that because last year he got a pass because he had no talent.
Yeah, exactly. Like, everybody, to a point where almost people felt bad for Flores. Like, you're feeling like that he goes from the Patriots. And yeah, he's head coach of a team now. But remember, like, there was a whole thing, like, he got the extra year guarantee because of how of what he knew he was walking into. We heard him talk about tanking before the season. That was all the talk, and he almost was vomiting from the fact that you even have to mention that. With no expectations, everything's kind of a cute story. Now it's going to be ramped up a little bit. Now, I don't think it's going to be the point where people are going to expect playoffs or anything like that, especially if they're going to be with the rookie quarterback and grooming that. People are obviously going to be looking forward to that. But it is going to be different, especially, I think, on the defensive side of the football of what people will expect from this football team.
Yep. The expectations are going to grow a little bit. We're still not to the point where you can say, okay, Dolphins should have 8, 9, 10 wins. We're still to the point where if they get that many, we'd be shocked, right? And the expectations aren't there yet, partly because you don't have a quarterback. Now, depending on who your quarterback is, as soon as that guy becomes the starting quarterback consistently, then you're going to have the situation where, okay, now there's expectations. And so there's different levels of building a team. You know, you have, okay, the first year where, you know, you're just seeing how good a coach he is, how good a person he is, his interaction with the players or whatever. Then you start getting talent. And then you get your quarterback and you get all your guys that you think you have to win. And then the expectations of winning become a reality. And then it becomes, how long can you sustain it?
For sure. Let's get to some headlines.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
So, Here's what we got for you. Yesterday, the Miami Marlins took on the Philadelphia Phillies in video game action. It was Miguel Rojas taking on their first baseman, Rhys Hoskins. And they won. They won the showdown 2-0 in MLB The Show. Bryce Harper drove in both runs, a home run and an RBI double. Hit it off Brandon Kinsler and Drew Steckenrider. So, tough day for the bullpen. I'll tell you who looked good, though, Leroy. The Sandman, Sandy Alcantara. He looked good in the video game, so that was good to see. I think he had 4 shutout innings for the Fish, so, you know, good to see the Sandman, even virtually, is lulling people to sleep. It's good to see. I'll see what I don't know if they're going to continue today, because I'd imagine if it was a day two of the series that we'd have our boy Caleb Wiff on the hill. He's got to be hating life, because that dude loves the outdoors. We know Caleb Wiff. He likes to get out there hunting.
Yeah, but if you go question...
Is hunting socially distancing?
That's what I was getting ready to say, that... Okay, if you go hunting and you're by yourself or with another buddy that, you know, you're in a stand or something, is that social distancing?
I don't know. Let's see. I don't know if even Caleb Wiff, because if Caleb Wiff's in Texas, I'm sure, like, he's going to, well, where is he hunting? Is he going to have to go to the Everglades to go hunting here? Go shoot some gators? I don't want him going to hunt some gators, man. I'd really like to have his arm intact for pitching, you know?
Oh, by the way, Joe Exotic?
Yeah.
When old girl got her arm bit off?
Yeah.
Got to tell you. Yeah. I mean,
he was like, I'm never going to financially recover from this. You think he should have been a little bit more worried for her?
Yes. Like, look, as I'm watching this, right, I'm starting to, like, I'm starting to think that, wow, they're all pointing the finger at each other, and they're all equally as bad.
Yeah, like, no, they're awful people.
She's one down woman, though. Getting your arm bit off? Yeah, no, I'm not going to rehab. Just cut it off so I can get back to work.
Yeah, she really cares about the cats. Like, you could tell. Right. She didn't want a media narrative being about the cats or none of that stuff. I don't know. I don't know if she got, like, some nice settlement from Joe Exotic. He's paying him $100 a week. Maybe he, like, gave her $500. I don't know.
You see their living conditions?
Come on, my God. Disgusting.
Oh,
disgusting.
My goodness.
Oh, yeah. His room, it was like a trailer park that had just been hit by a tornado.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, everything all over the place. He was getting you haven't seen the episode where he goes out on a date. Getting ready for a date. His room is just, ugh.
Yep.
Well, no. What, like, look, you should have known what was going on. When dude said, this guy's my husband, and they all three got married at the same time, which is a whole conversation for another day. But he's got two teeth.
Yep. Two teeth. And
you making all this money wearing all these fancy clothes, but one of the guys you call husband have two teeth.
I saw that dude with the no teeth. I saw him in an interview with TMZ yesterday. First of all, he has teeth now, but the thing he was upset with the documentary, he goes, I don't understand why in the documentary they didn't have my new interview where I had my teeth. And the other thing is, they said that my teeth missing was from meth. He goes, it wasn't from meth. I got a family degenerative problem that makes me have no teeth. Do I like meth? Yes. Was it my drug of choice? Yes. But it wasn't the reason I lost my teeth. I'm like, sir, okay. you have some different quarrels than the other ones where they're like, well, they made me look like a murderer. They made me look like I was a cult leader luring in young girls. He goes, they didn't have my teeth right, and I didn't lose them from meth.
Right.
My God, that dude was guy's got his priorities in line. He's got it all figured out for sure.
But I'm trying to figure out. I'm to the point, you know, only the second episode. I'm trying to like figure out who's worse.
To me, it comes out this Carol Baskin's the worst. I hate her.
Right, because she's not paying anybody. She's pocketing all the money, while PETA and everybody around her allows her to play the angel to these tigers while she's benefiting off of them too.
Yeah, she's the worst to me. Because Joe Exotic, you get to the point where you're just like, this dude's a mess. He's a mess. He kind of knows he's a mess, and he's just trying to stay alive. You'll see as the documentary goes on, you start feeling bad for Joe Exotic. And then the other guy, Doc Antle, we read his statement earlier on in the show.
He's the guy I'm scared of right there, because he's got that God complex, and he's kind of got a little bit of charisma, and he kind of takes advantage of young women.
He's like Tiger Mafioso almost, you know? Like, I don't know. There's something that's just a little bit off there. Like, you're not getting quite all the angles. And when they're interviewing the woman who was in the cult, and she's like, oh, I had to sleep with him to get better standing so I didn't have to live in a horse stall. I mean, that's horrible.
Texter brought this up, and it kind of made me question, you know, myself a little bit when he say, hey, you know, are you gay or straight? Right? The guy said, oh, I'm straight. He says, let me ask you a question. He said, you watch porn? So you watch the guy and the girl? Do you like watching a guy with a little one or a big one? He said, well, you much rather watch the big one. He said, that don't sound that straight to me. I was like,
huh?
Uh-oh.
Boxed in.
He boxed me in. I'm just watching the show for entertainment.
Oh, you've been boxed in.
Yep. I was like, wow. I mean, how he basically talked that kid into being gay.
Yeah, Joe Exotic's got all the tricks. He's got all the
tricks.
He's dropped all the lines on those people to convince people that they're gay. He's like, hey, trust me.
His last two husbands, too, were attractive enough men, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe Exotic poles, man. Well, that is a luxurious mullet that he's got. Make no mistake. He's not an ugly man. He's a little haggard with all the piercings and whatnot. But, you know, it looks like Joe Exotic was pretty good looking back in his day.
Well, yeah. And then, here, let me explain something to you. Here's where you almost lost me. okay, when Carol and her husband, who is just as crazy as she is, I think he just crazy like her because she making the money.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Because he don't sound like he's doing much of nothing.
Nope.
And when they had the girl singing and they're looking at like how great this is, I think that's where I got off the TV and quit watching that episode. Like, can everybody stop singing?
Stop it.
Right. Because Joe, I tell you what, Joe, he wasn't a terrible singer.
I think Joe's got a good voice. I like his songs. Right. I saw Tiger. Taxoman. He's got a good voice, man. And you know, the production's on point. He's got that really gnarly television producer who looks like that guy. That guy's, remember the reporter? Like, he started off a reporter who, like, lit himself on fire.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the producer.
Well, he's the producer who was shooting the reality show, and he goes, he's sitting there with a cigarette. He's got like that Crocodile Dundee hat on. I'm like, that dude's lived. He's got some pain behind those eyes.
Dude said Doc Antle is like Tiger Scientology. Along with guest viewers.
Who? Who, Texas?
That's
said
what
that?
Texas said.
Get the hell out of it. You know what? That sounds like a guy. I'm not going to fall into Tiger King. You just, you know, just enjoy it. Like, you can't say it's not entertaining. And look, I don't know if the level is low as far as things people are looking to get entertained by. I don't mean to be this guy. I felt like I was in Tiger King immediately because I watched it like the second day after it got released. I was captivated. I didn't hear any hype. I saw one person's like, hey, check out this Tiger King. So I watched it. Dude, I couldn't turn off the TV. I watched 6 out of the 7 right. episodes in one day.
I'm telling you, it, like, you want to change the channel, but you can't. Because here's the problem. They put just enough future in it that you want to watch to see how the hell did we get there.
Yeah, the cliffhangers are always great on that show.
They're fantastic. So, like, soon as, you know, they show Joe Exotica doing all these crazy things and whatever and saying all these things and being interviewed and the cops talking, then the next clip, they're interviewing him from jail.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But I can't. How long is he in jail for?
I think he got 20 plus years, man.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Now, there's a lot of people starting the hashtag Free Joe Exotic because they feel like he was set up. You'll get to that later on in the documentary. The problem with this stuff, though, is like this happened with Making a Murderer on Netflix with Stephen Avery. A lot of people started getting behind Stephen Avery thinking that he didn't commit these murders and that he was set up. And like a lot of people would be like, hey, you know, it's a documentary, but it's also made for entertainment. And, you know, it could be that the documentarian, you know, took very kindly to Joe and just wanted to sell, you know, give his side of the story on that part. So there's a lot of people that when that Making a Murderer was coming out with Stephen Avery, they felt like he was set up to go to jail. And then it turned out they left a lot of evidence out of the documentary.
How about this? You ready? All the stuff we talk about Tiger King, yet we fail to mention the drug lord.
Oh,
got 100 years.
You talking about the guy down here?
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything about him. Down here? He's our neighbor.
100 years and now he's out.
Nope, he's cool with me. I like that guy. Mario? That's my dude.
Mario, yeah.
Yeah, whatever you say, Mario. We love. Shout out. Shout out to that guy. I've got nothing to say about that guy. You mean the guy who influenced Scarface? Oh, yeah. Got nothing to say about him. He's fantastic. You want to go play fetch with Tiger, sir? Whatever you say. Go, you know, you want to be there. He was actually, but he was, how about him? He's the one calling out everybody crazy. He goes, oh,
he's the most normal one on the show.
Yeah.
Which is saying something in Miami.
Yup.
Who's the most normal? The guy with the family.
Documentary opens up.
The guy with
up.
The wife and, yeah. You know.
Guy, the documentary opens up in Homestead, Florida. Immediately, I was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Yeah,
like you say no more. Oh, we're starting in Homestead, Florida. Okay, we know.
But the funny thing about it is that some of the things that they were talking about, like if they would have just talked about them and not mention where they were, we would have figured out where it was.
Somebody says couldn't get through one episode of it. Animal abuse sucks. He says Ozark season 3 starts today, though. Ozarks is good. Have you watched Ozarks?
No, what's that?
Ozarks on Netflix too. What? That's a good series. You'll like that. It's kind of like Hillbilly Breaking Bad. Did you watch Breaking Bad?
Yes.
Okay, it's like Hillbilly Breaking Bad. It's
rednecks making moonshine and crystal meth.
It's a lot of people that look like Joe Exotic, but yeah, they're basically running drugs, but in like the boonies. It's good.
Right.
It's good. So if you're looking for something else to watch.
Yeah, somebody said, yeah, the guy who chopped up federal agents. Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah, whatever you say. Hey, Mario, shout out, dude. Hey, if you ever want to have us over at the zoo, let us know. We'll go and go on a tour.
No.
You're not coming by? No, whatever you say, no. Mr. Mario.
Hey, seems like at any point in time, if you wanted to, you could be food.
I'm surprised that guy hasn't set like floor seats at a Heat game with one of his little monkeys on his shoulder.
You got like, a bunch of animals.
He's like, sir, you can't bring that in there. He goes, oh, can't I? All of a sudden, they're like, oh, whatever you say. Let him in.
Yeah, Carol's from Jethro County, too.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, those Jethros. Probably a Gators fan, let's be honest.
Well, she could be a Gators fan because she don't have a whole bunch of Tigers.
We're back after this.
According to the FM 104.3 HD to the ticket. Listen to us on your phone, smart speaker, or computer. Download the radio.com app now.
Welcome back, guys. It is Tobin and Leroy. Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores are truly steps beyond convenient. As far as 15 minutes of heat is concerned, we usually do that at this time every single day. Not much going on. It looks like Tyler Hero is going to have either going to have the sex or continue to have the sex with that famous Instagram model. That's based on yesterday's Twitter exchanges. So good for Baby Goat. Doing what Baby Goat should do, although they are saying, you know, practice the safe sex, especially in these crazy times, Leroy. Even New York is putting out statements on how you should be having the sex. And what kind of sex you should be having. Oh, yeah. There are more
Isn't
dangerous.
Isn't that called a porn?
What do you mean?
How you should be having the sex?
No, you could actually go to Pornhub and they'll give you the free porn if you want. You can get access to the windows to all types of porn. So if you guys are home alone and isolated, you could check that on out, too. But no, New York basically gave out almost like a pamphlet on the ways to do it. What ways are not recommended in these times? I can't say those on FCC airwaves, but you could go look it up. Or maybe put your mind to what would be more dangerous or more infective than others. Just saying.
Hey, I'm reading this text, and I don't know if it's legal or not, but I'm going to read it because there's another part I have to get to.
Okay.
And Dan will appreciate this. You know what would be dope? I call it a bunny rabbit racing ring. Y'all want in? Dan Day, you in?
I'm down.
I'm like, you got to be careful because Dan Day might be looking at that as food. So while y'all putting numbers on the rabbits, he trying to figure out which way he can taste like chicken.
Rabbit's a delicacy.
I've eaten rabbit.
Oh, yeah. Everybody's eating rabbit. They sell it in the stores sometimes.
Yep. So, nah, you messing with the wrong guys about that rabbit racing ring.
Typically, isn't the rabbit used at Greyhound tracks where they chase the rabbit?
That's a fake rabbit.
Not
it's
always.
On a pole.
I bet you at a time it was probably real rabbit on there.
No.
They
chase it.
The
it goes around on the rail. And they
yeah,
chase
now.
It
yeah, now. But I bet really? You back in the day
hold
they
on.
Didn't.
Hold on.
Hold on. No,
use
you
your brick brain for a second.
No.
You think a rabbit could outrun a greyhound?
No. What they used to do, hear me out, all right? Calm down. Here's what they used to do. They used to tie the actual rabbit and the scent for the greyhounds to go chase, but then somebody got all up in a tizzy because the rabbit was being held there against its will, and so they had to go to fake rabbit and probably just put the rabbit spray, like a little rabbit urine on the fake rabbit. But I bet back in the day, in the early days of greyhound racing, they were using real rabbit. I'm telling you.
That sounds ridiculous.
I bet you back in the day, they started off with real rabbit when it came to the Greyhound racing. You think that they just went willy-nilly to fake rabbit? Why would the rabbit be the thing they went with? Why not a cat?
Listen, you two idiots. You still have children listening to you. Can you please direct conversation in a different area, please?
We're talking about whether or not real rabbits were killed by greyhounds or not.
No, none of the rabbits were killed. But I'm saying, no, they're not chasing
you think it was a real rabbit. So you think they kept the rabbit alive and put it on the racer around the track?
No, there was never a live rabbit.
So the rabbit was thinking, like, it's a theme park ride? Like, whee!
So wait, so you're saying they basically put a rabbit in a buggy and
it's like
launched him around?
It's like, no! a little rabbit roller coaster.
Whee! They always use a fake rabbit.
I'm telling you.
They always use a fake rabbit. Now I gotta research. I don't want to research this.
No, I'm telling you. They used to. How would they have stumbled upon fake rabbit, dude? It's just like back on the farm. I'll tell you, back on the horse farm, we used to put fake owls on top of the barns. Why? Because we knew that the birds were actually scared of real owls.
They still do that.
Right. Well, what do you think it originally started with? A real barn owl.
It's like a scarecrow. They don't put a real man out there. They put a scarecrow.
No, but back in the day, they did put real men back in the scarecrow days. But they couldn't do it anymore.
No, they didn't.
Sure they did.
With a gun?
Who grew up on a farm? You or me? Back in the day, there used to be real men up on those things.
I got to tell you. No. For a scarecrow, that's got the guy you didn't like.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we didn't like him. It was like entry level on the farm, the guy who had to do the scarecrow position. Telling you. That's how it went. Texter writes in, greyhounds were used to hunt rabbits back in the day. Duh. See? You think you're going to... Let me tell you, so let me get this straight.
That's not what the question was.
You think you're going to dupe a greyhound into just going to get a fake rabbit willy-nilly? No. Eventually, they had to be bred and infiltrated into their mind to go chase to go chase a rabbit. How do you do that first? You have a real rabbit. Once they're programmed, then they could go to fake rabbits after everybody was all outraged by it.
No. I'm doing it.
Somebody says, so proud of Tyler Hero for shooting his shot on Instagram. Heard a tidbit of disappointing information, though, yesterday. The Instagram model used to be with Kyle Kuzma. Listen, what can you do? Kyle Kuzma's a popular basketball player. I mean, Tyler Hero's better. So, you know, it is what it is. Good for baby goat. Living it up in this Miami world.
All right. Hey, by the way.
Yep.
You ready?
Sure.
The first recognized commercial greyhound racetrack in the world was built in Emeryville, California in 1919.
Yep.
By Owen Patrick Smith and Blue Star Amusement Company. The track was oval and designed and featured Smith's new invention, the mechanical lure.
Which was first designed with the mechanical lure, but the original greyhounds back in 1910 had them just chasing an actual rabbit around the ring.
You made that up. Apologize to these people for saying, but the original in 1910. I do know if I was sitting across from you, that's definitely a karate chop to the throat. Just come on, man.
What?
Look, a rabbit can't outrun a greyhound.
Oh, sure it can.
No, we can't.
What are you talking about? Rabbits are way faster than greyhounds. Pound for pound.
You're the worst. You think, so they're going to put 6-7 dogs in that rabbit. How far around the track is that rabbit going to make? About 15 feet.
Well, rabbit has soft fur, so I'd say like a furlong.
I don't think a lot of people got that. That was both creative and stupid, but I got it. I got it. A lot of people didn't get that, right?
Text writes in, hey, Libra, they used to use real rabbits here at the dog track, especially down here at Biscayne Dog Tracker Flagler. See, I told you. If a texter writes it in, it must be true.
Some people would think if a radio host says it, it must be true.
Well,
they're not familiar with our show.
I just think it's pretty silly for you to not think that it originally started with a rabbit. Why would they, who, you know, like, let me ask you what works better, okay, when you go fishing, live bait or lures?
Fish are stupid. Lures work just as good if you work them.
Here's the thing, though. Why do you think lures started to work? Because originally they used live bait. There you go. So genetically, these fish have been programmed in their mind to go after the fake lure because originally their parents went after real food. Same thing with the greyhounds. They went after real rabbits, but then a couple generations down, you know, the grandkid greyhounds, it doesn't matter. They're just going as a shape and image in their mind. It's programmed. It's imprinted.
That sounds ridiculous.
It's true, though.
Yep. Texture chimes in. Leroy, why are you following Tobin down the rabbit hole? Because he gets me, and then he chuckles. Like it's funny.
We're back after this.
Yo, man.
Yo.
Open up, man.
Yo, what do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. You know what they got going on today, Leroy? I should have let our listeners know about this. If you're looking for a little quarantine entertainment, we did tell you Ozark is going to come on today, season 3. I highly recommend that, Leroy, if you're looking for some more entertainment this weekend. But if you want to check this out, you have on NBA TV today a marathon of the Heat-Celtics Big 3 rivalry. So they are giving you every game. They start at 6 a.m. From 6 a.m. all the way until 5 p.m. today, they are going to be showing every single game from the 2011 Eastern Conference Semifinals and the Eastern Conference Finals between the Heat and the Celtics. So if you guys want to check that out, right now they have Game 3 of the 2011 Eastern Conference Semifinals between the Heat and Celtics. So this is a bit of an ass-kicking, this series, where the Heat really took it to them. So if you want to watch a constant ass-kicking of the Celtics this morning, you, of course, can watch that. And then you can, of course, watch the second part of that, which was the Heat getting out to an early series lead against the Celtics in 2012, the Celtics winning 3 straight, and then, of course, Chris Bosh returning, LeBron having the game of his life. Really the legacy turner for LeBron in Game 6 at 4 p.m., they'll have that game on, you know, Crazy Eyes LeBron, where he's all demonized, Leroy looking all crazy. And you had the Sully and Merce pouring the beer on him all sad. It was delightful. And then Chris Bosh starting hitting threes in Game 7 right in their face. I mean, so if you want some delightful entertainment, Leroy, that's a pretty good way to spend your Friday. What do you mean? What is that sigh? This is great entertainment.
I know what happens.
I know, but this
something is about live sports, dude. Know what I'm saying?
I know. But we don't got that. I don't know what to tell you.
I know. That's why I'm watching Westworld. And I go scramble my brain a little bit. And then get some Tiger King.
I think you'll like it. I mean, you get to see Paul Pierce be a dummy. Yeah, I would have been the same as Dwayne Wade if I had LeBron and Chris Bosh. That's why an entire arena says that you suck, sir. That's why. Get it now, right.
Let's make it one better.
We would have been.
Everywhere he goes. Not just here.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
I would have been the same. Give me this guy. Give me that guy.
They were the ones who started the Big 3.
Remember when they thought they were going to Brooklyn? And he's like, that's why they brought me here. Like, get out of here. Hit the bricks, Paul Pierce. So if you want to see dummy Paul Pierce. And then, how about this, Leroy? I mean, the best part about it is, you know, then after the Heat won both of these series, then they took Ray Allen from them and broke their hearts.
Well, no, here's the funny thing about that is everybody makes it sound like Ray Allen left or whatever. They didn't really show interest in Ray Allen. They kind of wanted him to just, you know, he wanted a contract, and they say, no, we'll give you this.
We're going to trade you to Memphis, right. So why don't you? And then, how could you leave us? What do you mean? So I don't know. You guys were going to trade me to the Grizzlies? Sorry if I wanted to move on somewhere else.
And how does that look now for Rondo, who was saying you went to the enemy, you either with us or you against us, and he plays with LeBron?
Yeah.
All right. I get it. Rondo got a little bit of that Tobin in him.
You know what's great, Leroy? Here's what's great. So right now the Heat are down 84-81, right? They're up 2-1 in the series. And these idiots, Sully and Murphs, think that they're going to win this game, but they're not. It's so great.
And that's what kills it. You.
Nah.
You.
Why?
Because you go, hey, they think they're going to win, but we already know they're going to lose.
I know. It's so good. It's so good. Did that team have Delonte West on it? See, they even tried going in and infiltrating and taking some mind games with LeBron with them in the Celtics. Those bastards.
He's got it all together.
Oh, dude, it's sad seeing some of the videos that have come out with him, huh? With all that stuff. Well, look, here's Paul Pierce, you know, turning the ball over. Because, you know, he's like Dwayne Wade. Idiot. Oh, there's Big Baby. Oh, man, I forgot this team had the big Shamrock on it. Man, Celtic Shaq was the saddest Shaq.
Yup. Celtic Shaq was horrible. Celtic Shaq couldn't move. Celtic Shaq weighed about 350.
Just depresses you. So if you guys are looking for that.
They don't make 7-footers like Shaq no more. They're all skinny.
Except for Embiid. Embiid's a thick boy.
Most of them look like Rudy Gobert.
Oh, man, Rudy Gobert. I can't taste. I can't smell. I mean, he got the whole gamut of the coronavirus. He didn't get those mild symptoms. He had to go through the gauntlet of all the corona. He's paying his debt.
Yeah. How ridiculous was that? He patted everything down when he left, only to be tested and to be told he has the coronavirus.
I can't wait for that first press conference back with Donovan Mitchell. And having to pour cold water that there's not a rift between him and Rudy Gobert because Rudy Gobert gave him coronavirus.
That's crazy.
It's like you couldn't have given coronavirus to Ingles. You had to give it to Donovan Mitchell. Really? This is the guy, Rudy? The one guy you couldn't have given corona to, you gave him corona. You know, like if somebody was being a dummy on the Heat, don't give coronavirus to Jimmy Butler. Like, at least go and give it to, like, Gabe Vincent. You can't be giving coronavirus to your best player. Dummies.
Yup.
Paul Pierce. Oh, I love this. Paul Pierce, he thinks he's going to be so happy in 39 seconds, Leroy. Doesn't know what's going to hit him. Oh, you know what else I noticed about this Boston floor? It's so trashy looking. And the fact that Danny Ainge gave this as a gift to Dwayne Wade to think that that was an appropriate retirement gift is just so low rent. Oh, here you go, Dwayne. Don't you want a piece of our floor? How about no, Danny Ainge? I don't, actually. Do me a favor.
Maybe D-Wade enjoyed it. Maybe D-Wade said, yeah, this is cool. A piece of
You want to know something? You want to know something? He didn't. Because it was so cheap looking. $10. Give me a $10 souvenir wood.
You want everybody to be team petty.
I know what's right. What's right is right, and what they did was not right.
Mm. All right.
By the way, I was looking it up during the break, and I was spot on with this whole live luring thing. It even has a term, live luring. Now it's outlawed in a lot of countries. You're not allowed to do this in greyhound racing anymore, Leroy. So I would like my apology.
No.
Why?
Because I pulled up the beginnings of greyhound races, and that's what I got, and I read it. I didn't go looking for – you went specifically looking for live luring.
I went for the truth is what I went for, and I got it, and that it's a thing. And you didn't think it was a thing, but you were way off. So it's fine. You can be stubborn, be set in your ways, but I'm letting you know right now that the rabbits it's what it is. Oh, there's Paul Pierce being non-clutch at the end of regulation, bricking a shot, about to go to overtime and take you down. Go 3-1 in the series, dummy Celtics. That's why they brought me here, so I can brick at the end of regulation on my home floor.
Here's what's crazy. Paul Pierce has never said anything like the world is flat, but people hate him. And people, for the most part, still like Kyrie. Can you explain that?
I don't think people like Kyrie anymore, man.
Really? You think they're done?
I think that, you know, people will have like he'll have his legion of fans who like his dribbling and all those cool tricks that he does, because those are mesmerizing. But no, I don't think as like people thinking he's like a monster difference maker. No, I don't think that's a thing.
Would you say the most beloved player in the NBA, Steph?
Yeah.
Or LeBron? Yes. Well, there's people that don't, not players, but I think people are
LeBron's still out here leading all-star votes every year.
Right. But it's between him and Steph or Giannis.
Giannis is very popular. People love Giannis. Right. They think he's adorable. They think he's not going to leave Milwaukee, even though he's coming to Miami in a couple of years. It's so great. They're going to hate him so much.
You got that all figured out, huh?
Yeah, it's going to be different for him. Listen, he's not going to know what it's like with everybody turning on him. But don't worry.
Let's get through this season. That's what I want. I want top six, right? Or top four. Here, do this. Top four play for seeding, and top and the next six play for the other playoff spots.
What do you want to do?
So you have four. I want to do a tournament instead of going back to the basketball season.
What about the teams that have it locked up?
They play for seeding.
Oh, they're playing for seeding.
Yeah.
So you want two tournaments.
Right.
I gotcha.
Do first six and last six. So first six play for seeding, and then the next six play for those last two spots.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen is after the Heat beat the crap out of the Milwaukee Bucks, they're going to be all upset that the Milwaukee Bucks lost out on their number one seed.
But what does that have to do with anything? You don't get a bye. You're still going to have to play those teams anyway.
Nah, but you know they're going to be upset because you're going to be the one seed. They worked all this year for the one seed, and now it goes up in flames.
You won't necessarily have a home game because you're going to play five games. You understand what I'm saying? So you're going to play against all the other teams.
What about a best of three series, and the winner gets Giannis between the Heat and the Bucks.
Will they?
I mean, the Heat have the Greek stopper, Bam Adebayo. If they win, they get Bam. Do you think that Riley would play a game of stakes like that?
Nope.
He'd rather just get in the room.
Yep.
Like, would Riley just go and convince Giannis?
If you're a deal closer and you make things happen, why would you want to risk losing a player when you could just talk your way into whatever you want anyway?
Yeah, because it's big stakes on the line. We call it the Orca tournament. You could end up with the dream team at the end. It'd be fun.
It's Friday with no sports. This is what you get.
Well, I'll talk to you on Monday, buddy.
Corona, more like Shmimona, love.
Yeah, by the way, the diesel power game and the Russian game are happening at the same time.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.